On today's MVP Baseball, we recap World Series Game 4, a wild World Series Game 4. We also look ahead to Game 5 and give you our predictions on Game 5 of the 2020 World Series. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden, and I'll be joined shortly by our three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. But first, we have the high-speed MLB game recap. A pivotal game four between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ryan Yarbrough on the mound for the Rays. Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. Top of the first, Justin Turner, who is playing great in the World Series so far, hits a bomb to center field that gives the Dodgers a 1-0 lead. Top of the third, Corey Seager, homers, which gives the Dodgers a 2-0 lead. That's his eighth homer of the postseason. Absolutely stellar from him so far this postseason. Bottom of the fourth, a player who has played even better than Seager, Randy Arozarena, homers, breaking the record. That is nine homers for him in this postseason. Cuts the lead to one for the Dodgers. Top of the fifth, Dodgers score another run off a Max Muncy single, make it 3-1, Dodgers. Bottom of the fifth, Hunter Renfroe cuts the lead to one, 3-2 Dodgers. He hits a solo bomb to left center field, which hits the second deck. Top of the sixth, the Dodgers tack on another run with a Kike Hernandez double, 4-2 advantage, Dodgers. Bottom of the sixth, Brandon Lau gives the Rays the lead, makes it 5-4 Rays with a three-run bomb. Top of the seventh, Jock Peterson hits a lining single right off the glove of Brandon Lau. That scores two. Dodgers take back the lead. Bottom of the seventh, Kevin Kiermaier ties the game with a homer to right center field. 6-6, we are tied in this game. Top of the eighth, Corey Seager hits a blooper to left field. Chris Taylor scores, Dodgers lead 7-6. Bottom of the ninth, Kenley Jansen pitching. Runners on first and second. Brett Phillips hits a single to right field. Kevin Kiermaier scores. Chris Taylor bobbles it. He throws it home to Will Smith. Will Smith misses the ball, looking for Arozarena. Arozarena trips, but then he gets back up because of Will Smith missing the ball. Arozarena scores, and the Rays win in this thrilling game. One of the best games of this decade in the World Series. Rays win 8-7, tie the series at 2, setting up a pivotal Game 5 between Kershaw and Glasnow tomorrow night. I now welcome in my three co-hosts, Jaime, Carson, Mason. What a wild fucking game that was. Rays win, tie the series up at 2. Kershaw and Glasnow are slated to pitch tomorrow. So, I mean, we'll just go fucking full on open discussion here. Jaime,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm going to admit right now, I did not watch the full game. I started watching some of the fifth inning. So I got the good part of the game. Starting the fifth. I want to talk about whatever all of us want to talk about, but I'll save that for the end for everybody. So far, I thought it was a really good game. So far, the series had been like Dodgers dominate, Rays dominate, Dodgers dominate. This time, it was definitely a back and forth. I liked it. I'm kind of like a casual baseball fan. Like, yes, more runs.
Yeah.
Kevin Kiermaier did a good job. Arozarena is still crushing it. He broke the record today, didn't he? Single season, postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to him. That's really all I have to say. I'm hoping tomorrow game will be better.
Don't fucking tell me that's all you
I want to talk say. About the After big that, thing, shit. The big thing, but I want to save that. Wait, I got one more thing today to say, okay, Ms. Aiden? Okay. The umpires were really bad this game, especially near that ending. Did anyone see that pitch where like where like it was so off the plate and he still got called a strike.
Yeah, we saw it.
Did you see the one where it's like right down the middle, but the fucking it wasn't thrown in the right location? So
was it Angel Hernandez? Surprisingly,
I think it was like the eighth, maybe. No, they don't let him fucking.
Actually, fun fact, people: so Angel Hernandez has umped the World Series game before.
Didn't he file like a lawsuit or something because they wouldn't? They didn't let him.
They wouldn't let him do a playoff game, World Series, or like an All Star game. Before we get back on topic to that, they let the MLB let Angel Hernandez do a playoff game with the Red Sox and Yankees, and he missed like four calls at first base.
CB Buckner is terrible as well.
Yeah. So should we get back on topic now?
So that's maybe the last a good idea. Yeah, yeah.
There's just an awesome.
The umps are just really bad. If I was them, I'll probably like break the bat over their head. Really. But that's really all I have to say.
All right. So, all right.
Yeah, that's all you have to say for now. We're gonna say the big thing that we all want to talk about.
Are you referring to Dave Roberts?
Well, you guys can talk about Roberts if you want, like, but I want to like talk about that play.
I got about like 15 things I'm going to talk about, but Mason, your turn.
Well, probably the greatest non-elimination game in postseason history, maybe. But, like, would you guys agree on that?
That's the third greatest World Series game this decade.
Game 5 2017 is the best, but it's tainted by cheating, so.
I would say Game 7 2016 and was it Game 6
elimination are the only ones above it.
Yeah, I know, but I said the third best of this decade, period.
I was just saying non-elimination, but yeah, if we should also mention how Mookie went 0 for 5 today.
Best player in baseball, according to Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I was going to get to that.
But the Dodgers.
The only Dodger player who didn't get on base was Mookie Betts.
Bellinger didn't
but
get
he's
on
a postseason performer. So let's just go ahead.
Yeah, he got a walk. Didn't get a hit.
Did he get walked, though? Like intentionally walked or something?
Did he steal a taco or no?
I mean, he didn't have a chance.
He was excited when he heard that Mookie Betts stole the first base.
Okay.
All right, Mason, just keep going on about the game.
Well, to be honest, the Dodgers got pretty lucky with their hits that game.
Oh, I forgot to talk about that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that Corey Seager blooper and they're just lucky a lot, but Seager and Turner carried them. Both went 4 for 5.
That Seager blooper?
Yeah, that was a bullshit hit.
That Seager blooper was more lucky than that walk-off in 2001, Luis Gonzalez.
I would disagree.
No, I saw that. I literally turned the TV to see that, like, and I was like, oh my god, such a lucky hit. I thought the Rays were going to lose. Well, I think we all thought the Rays were going to lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the beautiful crack of the bat on that Renfro home run, I was just like, wow. 444 feet, 111 miles an hour off the bat. The sound was just amazing. Oh. And wow, and another home run. Goat. I was surprised to see Kiermaier hit a home run, to be honest. Yeah.
Absolutely crushed.
And Rosarena again broke postseason record. So he's GOAT officially. And pitching wise, If we're not going to mention the end, then Urias did, I'd say, did good. Two runs.
Well, we're going to talk about that this playoff season, Robert.
Trying to do what Urias did in less than an inning. Baez sucks too. But the Rays, Yarbrough, yeah, could have done better for sure. Other than that, just the Rays bullpen, like when they brought in half-ass pitches, they'd give up a run. I'm really surprised to see Kurt Ass didn't blow the game.
You got the win.
Yeah. That's all I got.
All right, Carson.
Yarbrough, I watched. Oh, yeah, I did watch it. The first thing. Yarbrough could have didn't look really that good tonight.
Yarbrough?
Yeah.
Alright, just keep going.
Urias, it was okay, I guess.
He was good for the most part. Why do you take him out?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, can you just hold on? We'll let you talk about Roberts.
I don't get why Dave Roberts put in Trinan for Urias.
I thought we were saving this one. Hey, go ahead.
Kiermaier hit a missile into the right field seats. The Rays came back and took the lead. Well, the Dodgers came back and took the lead because Jock Peterson hit the two-run single. But Pedro Baez came in and gave in a run, and then the Rays tied it. And then after that, I'll save the last part for what happened next after that. That's all I have to say for now.
All right. Let's see here.
Rip his asshole.
Corey Seager.
Rip Dave Roberts' asshole.
What'd you say? No, I got other things first, and then we'll get to that. So, let's see. Corey Seager is only 60-game season, but statistically was better offensively than Mookie this year. Just throwing that out there. What is he at? He tied Rosarena at the beginning, right? With like 8. He has 8. So he could still get up there and get that record. Let's see. Brandon fucking Lau. Underrated. I already said it yesterday. Rosarena is the best. Justin Turner is probably the leader for MVP if the Dodgers win, I'd say. Anybody, any disagreements there?
Matt. What?
Could have been D-back.
Either him or Cesar.
Urias, take him out with 80 pitches. Don't understand that. No runners on base when he took him out. That's just Dave Roberts for you. I was kind of disappointed with some of the relievers in the Rays bullpen. Diego Castillo gave up a run. Fairbanks gave up a run. Loop gave up 2 runs. And Nick Anderson, what do you have, like a .55
Anderson
in the regular season?
Yeah. A million.
His ERA is the playoffs. He's
giving up like 9 runs or something, 8 or 9.
Playoff. Yeah. Yeah, something crazy.
He's almost like pitched the same round of innings too.
Nick Anderson, right there,
as he did in the regular season.
He's been dog shit. So the Rays bullpen wasn't as great as I thought it would be, but the hitting showed up. Dodgers bullpen blew it. Like everybody knew they would. I mean, they're the Dodgers. They find ways to.
It's been like this for the last 10 years. Just let people know.
Roberts, well, we're going to get to that. He's just a fucking idiot. Let's see. Here's some other bullshit. Yeah, we already mentioned Betts. He is – they talk about he's how great of a postseason performer is. 746 OPS in the postseason. Two total homers in 36 games. Just how great.
I mean, the OPS is like – it's pretty meh, but like – but how everybody's hyping him up to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like his OPS in the playoffs is way worse than his OPS in the regular season. So that's my point. Mason mentioned the sound. It sounded like a Sunday night baseball telecast with the sound of the bat tonight, honestly. Fucking amazing. The sound is fucking ridiculous. So. Let's see. Yeah, the Seager bullshit blooper. Dodgers also got lucky when Peterson hit that single. That was a liner because Lau, I think he stumbled. And if he didn't stumble, I think he
was
it.
He like so he leaped, but he couldn't catch it. And I think Renfro did Renfro bobble it or.
Yeah, but I thought he stumbled a little bit at first, and then he like half-ass dived it. And Renfro threw a terrible throw home. Absolutely awful. It's fucking noodle arm. So that's all I got to say. So now let's get to Dave Roberts. We've already made it known that we do not like Dave Roberts. He's just not very fucking smart.
Okay, I want to say this right now. I think even if the Dodgers do win the World Series, they should still fire him. I don't care. So I think we all could agree on that, right? So I think I speak. So okay, I didn't watch the full game like I said earlier. So from what I heard from Zayden is that Julio Urias was doing really, really well until like fifth or fourth, and he took him out. And he had like 80 pitches in, yeah.
Yeah, with 80 pitches.
He had best to win for another inning. Base. So, oh my God.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to say is Roberts is one of the worst playoff managers ever. There's like a whole post about it. He has a history of like, he has like a history of making extremely bad moves. The only reason he has any credibility left is because he stole a base like 15 years ago. I don't really have to say much because I think it's all been said already, and I think all of you guys can say something better. But like, can the Dodgers fire him? I'll have a lot more respect for the Dodgers if they fire him even after they win. If they win, then I just wish they fired him.
They should. Like, why do you care? You're a D-backs fan, don't you hate the Dodgers?
I'll have respect for the Dodgers if they do it.
I remember Jaime said that the White Sox sucked off Rick Renteria like the Dodgers due to Dave Roberts.
Then Zayden started yelling.
Because it didn't make sense. He was there for three fucking years.
But just remember, to the audience, remember, Dave Roberts stole a base, so he has credibility, I guess. I think the Red Sox will take Dave Roberts.
So is that all you have to say?
Oh my God, guys, it's Dave Roberts. Look, he stole a base against Mariano Rivera years ago. Ugh, what a crock of shit. Yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm just shocked by this game today. Yet? Wait, Zayden.
All right, yeah.
Next. Do you want to bring up Jansen's quotes that he said? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Okay, then you guys can go then.
All right, Mason, go ahead and talk about Roberts and his dick ass. Hello? All
right.
There?
Officially. The worst postseason manager ever. Two mistakes. That's all it takes to ruin the whole game. Baez and Jansen. Like I kind of said, his history, his track record of this, why.
It's long.
It's just the worst. Yeah. He stole a base hit. Honestly, that shut you can cover up for it. There's not much you can say other than it's just awful. He needs to be fired, but he won't. It's the sad truth for Dodgers.
Nope. Anything else that you need to add on? All right, Carson.
So, so Jansen blew the lead tonight. Okay, now I'm gonna actually be serious. So the Rays had two base runners on. I thought Arozarena was gonna strike out, but he actually didn't. And then Phillips, I thought he was gonna strike out because I saw his regular season numbers. And I was like, oh, there's no way he's getting a hit, but he actually got a hit.
Exactly.
Well, thanks to Chris Taylor, it allowed them to score another run.
Are we gonna talk about that yet, or like what?
Oh, okay. Then I'll save it for later.
Yeah, we will.
Wait, so I'm not sure what's worse. Worse, like what he just did tonight with Urias, or when he put Kershaw in like last year, like for the National Series. Yeah, I'm not sure what's worse, man.
Was it Game 5? Compassion. Oh. I mean, it's Dave Roberts. So, is there anything else you have to add with Dave Roberts, Carson?
Carson. Okay.
Okay. So, let's see. He went to Baez in the fifth, was it? Was it the fifth? I think it was the fifth. So Joe Kelly wasn't used last night or tonight.
He probably still would have blew it anyways.
Anybody have an explanation for that?
Joe Kelly has the nastiest splitters. They're just going to... We can all agree on that.
What?
Joe Kelly has the nastiest splitters. Like, they just go into the ground. That's filthy.
But I mean, Joe Kelly. Who do you trust more, Joe Kelly or Baez?
Let's see. Which one's more dumb?
Neither.
The only reason I picked Joe Kelly is because he doesn't take 10 years between pitches.
I mean, I still think Baez was like the worst person considering he just doesn't pitch that great in big moments. So
I don't think any of the Dodgers bullpen does in big moments.
Yeah, but why are we getting mad at them going to Baez, but we don't have anybody else who they go to?
Gives the last name Baez bad name.
They should have put Kershaw on there because F it.
God damn it, Jaime. Okay.
I mean, they should just use Kershaw. Well,
since postseason Kershaw isn't a thing, I guess he could have.
I mean, like the other times before Dave Roberts, I guess not.
All right, so I just think they could have went to Kelly. That would have been a better move. Or, I mean, Dustin May didn't pitch good, but I'd still take him over Baez.
He has no eyebrows, though. That kind of scares me.
So Roberts deserves to be fired. We all know that. Why'd he take out Urias? Jansen's an idiot. Actually, I'll just bring that up right now. We've been a little repetitive on the Roberts stuff. Everybody knows he should be fired. I think what Jansen said post game, and I quote, "I gave up no hard hit balls." What else?
He still gave up the lead.
That is what he said. What?
It's not all on Jansen. We can let's keep it real. It's not all on Jansen because we're talking about play.
Continuously sucks ass.
We're gonna talk about that play. But it's not all on Jansen. But he still messed up.
He walked to Rosarena.
Let's keep it real.
Then he gave up the hit. So the game still would have been tied.
The hit would have only scored one run if Taylor could actually field the ball.
But here's the thing, though. I'm not sure what Jansen's still trying to get here. It's a hit. A hit's a hit. It doesn't matter if it's a hard hit or not.
All right.
Mason, you good?
What?
Okay, yeah, they're getting beat.
What the fuck?
So can we all agree that, like, what he says is dumb? Because it's still a hit. It's still a base runner. It doesn't change the facts.
The lead still would have been blown even if the error didn't happen.
Yeah, it would still been tied. Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, it's Jansen's job to come in there and close the game, not come up there and blow the lead. Well, I mean, that's what he does, so.
I love it how Joe Buck has to keep reminding us that, oh, yeah, he's the all-time Dodgers save leader.
Yeah.
My dad said Joe Buck looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
All right, so does anybody else have anything to say?
You can make the greatest calls so boring.
Wasn't everyone taking a dump on Joe Buck like a couple of months ago?
Everybody hates him, period.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right, but like, there's a lot. Version to the game.
He's a good football announcer. He's not good at baseball.
What was the cleat comment he made, Mason? What was it, the three forces?
Three fourths, 1/8, something like that. I don't know.
That best version go over Joe Buck.
Let me find it.
I mean, at least it's not the TBS crew who they just misspell players' names.
I mean, but what's his face? Brian Anderson's better than Joe Buck.
Bro, my favorite. Bro, I remember the TBS broadcast. They're like, "Oh, here's the best fielders in the game." Luke Chapman and Matt Voigt. God dang it. Okay, so are we going to talk about the big play?
Yeah, does anybody else have anything else to say about Jansen being an idiot? Okay, I take that as a no. Yeah, the craziest play.
I've been waiting for this.
Obviously, we have to talk about it. Bottom line, Dodgers. That was just so Dodgers right there, honestly. Just that whole play just sums up the Dodgers.
Play or something.
Well, I mean, in terms of the Dodgers blowing it, you know?
That's the thing you expect from like, the Orioles.
All right, so go ahead, Jaime. Just go off.
Oh, my God. I thought the Rays were going to lose because, like, I made a really bad call against, who was it, Phillips? And, my God. So, let's just get everything straight. Chris Taylor looked way too confident, like, when he's trying to field the ball. Do you guys think so, too? Or, like am I just, like, saying, like, what?
He looked like he was nervous or, like, he was, like, terrified that he was, like...
A ground ball.
He got a bad hop.
Bellinger's out there. That doesn't happen, so...
No, I thought he just looked way too confident. He just like, or like he's just like misread it, like so bad. So then, what happens is Taylor misses it. He goes back. We all seen it, but I just need to set this up for the audience. Well, for like our three viewers.
Dude.
Yeah, if you didn't fucking see it, just fucking shut off the podcast and don't even listen, guys.
Watch the podcasts.
Me too. So we're like me, Mason, and Carson are probably like your only viewers, Aiden.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're part of this podcast, too, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, but I watch it.
You don't watch it, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, but I watch it after when you post it.
You don't fucking watch. Okay, just keep going, please.
Okay, so then Will Smith just, oh my God. Wait, so let's get this clear. The game was 7-7. So what happened is Arozarena is like rounding the bases. He trips on his way to third. But for some reason, Will Smith like misread the ball so hard. And he was so confident too when he spun that he realized, oh shoot, I don't have the ball. Then Arozarena gets the base at home. And I was laughing so hard. And this is something you expect from, like, the Orioles. Like, not the Dodgers, first of all.
Seems like a play that Wilson Ramos would do, since you can't even tag a runner.
I'm not sure, like, what's with the deal and, like, blowing it so hard and, like, in such a record fashion. What's that quote from you, Carson? Like, they set records for ineptitude. Oh my
God. I found that.
That's what urinate. That's what urinating tree said in Orioles video he made from 2018.
I don't know how to describe it. Like, I was so shocked too. I was so shocked. That's really all I have to say, because it's such a ridiculous play. You wouldn't expect it from the Dodgers. So you guys can go on about it. I'm still shocked. This place should, like, they just fire Roberts, like, just during the series. I don't even care anymore. And Roberts got so mad.
If Bellinger's out there, that doesn't happen, Jaime.
What happened to Bellinger? Did he get injured or what?
He was like a scratch from center field.
Is he having issues with his shoulder or what again?
I don't know. I just know he's a scratch.
Why? Wait, they actually scratched. Oh, okay, I'm about to lose it.
All right, so
imagine taking out your gold glover. Imagine taking out your gold glove center fielder in an important game.
Well, I mean, he's probably injured. I mean, as a match.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'll take that back, but still a terrible play by Taylor. We can all agree on this.
Yeah, you had Tommy John surgery. You're fine. Go in the field.
It's his shoulder, isn't it?
I know. I'm joking.
Okay.
Yeah, you tore your ACL. Come on. Go ahead.
I mean, that's the Pirates organization. I mean.
All right. So, I'm shocked. Mason, your turn.
Hold on. Let me play that clip real quick.
Hey, I wish I knew which was longer, 3/8 or a half or 5/8.
Wait a minute. Wait.
That's Joe Buck.
Oh. This is why we hate Joe Buck.
Fucking idiot.
Do you guys ever think that Joe Buck's like commentating a football game at the same time?
That's what he was doing.
No, like during a game too. Like, he's commentating a football game like while watching the World Series.
Yeah.
No one talks more about football in a baseball fucking broadcast than Joe Buck. It's ridiculous.
Thank you, Joe Buck, for reminding me that Kenley Jansen is the all-time Dodgers save leader. Too bad he couldn't get the save tonight. Man, Joe. Right.
Where were we at? Oh, yeah. Talking about the ending. Go ahead.
Well.
I mean, that's
I don't even explain it, man.
Oh, my God.
Pretty straightforward. We're all shocked, I'd say.
Yeah. It ties the playoff, Roberts. Bringing in Jansen. Like, I knew he'd blow it. Jansen sucks. Chris Taylor took his eye off the ball, and so did Will Smith. And that is what gave up the winning run. Like, nobody expected Brett Phillips to get a hit. Like, come on. I don't care if it was Shady Jansen pitching. Nobody expected him to get a hit. But Rosarena fell down, tried running back. Then dumbass Will Smith lost the ball. And he dove back to the plate and scored. That's all she wrote. Just a complete and utter stupid play by the Dodgers.
All right. Go ahead, Carson.
Well, okay, so the Rays took the lead, but then Peterson came up and got the lucky base hit, which is just beyond the reach of Lau, and I think it was bobbled by Renfro in right field. That scored two runs. Then Kiermaier hit the home run on Baez and tied the game. Right? And then Phillips came up to, and then in the ninth there was runners up, whoever the first batter was got on base, and the Rosarena drew a walk. And then Brett Phillips, who no one expected to get a hit, he's their seventh outfielder, actually. No one expected him to get a hit, but he hit a single into center field, which that would have only scored one run, but Taylor bobbled it and pulled a Bill Buckner. And then Will Smith acted like he had the ball, but then he forgot about it. Well, it got past him.
Wait, I got an idea, guys.
You recap the whole game instead of?
We already know what happened. I mean, I already said it. People don't know what the fuck happened. Don't even.
Okay, so I got a theory, guys.
No,
okay,
shut up.
Make it quick.
What if Will Smith intentionally did that to scare and run and get? Sorry, my mic now. What if Will Smith did it intentionally to scare Rosarena so he goes back? Someone gives the ball to Will Smith, then he tags out Rosarena. Or that's just dumb.
Yes, that would be stupid. What the fuck?
Okay. Oh my god.
What the fuck was I gonna say? I don't even know what the fuck I was gonna say. Oh, I thought, let's see. As Brett Phillips was going up, I thought it would be so like 2020 and just completely baseball for him to get a hit right there. I mean, I didn't think he'd do it, but I was just thinking it was definitely possible. Okay, last thing before we end the podcast. Glasnow, Kershaw tomorrow. Pivotal game 5. Jaime, who wins? No final score.
That's going to be a tough one. I'm going to say I want the Dodgers to lose, but I think they're going to win this one.
All right.
Wait, can I just explain why?
No.
Well, I won't see the final score, but I'll just say maybe – hopefully, Dodgers.
It's because of Kershaw versus Glasnow. Glasnow sucks. That's all you need to know.
Hopefully, that Roberts finally realized after like what, how many years as manager, not to keep Kershaw in there for too long.
He's not.
All right. Who wins tomorrow, Mason?
Dodgers.
All right. Carson.
Dodgers.
All right, clean sweep. I got the Dodgers. Kershaw goes 7 strong, gives up 1 run. Thank you
more
for
like
listening to the
six innings and like 10 runs because Roberts won't take him out.
Idiot.
Check us out after every World Series game from here on.